Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to a spooky edition of Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. Brian Owen, Adam Cheek here on this Halloween edition of Stock Car Scoop. Adam, it's Halloween, so I got to ask you before we dive into Martinsville, your favorite Halloween costume that you dressed up as a kid?
I have no idea. I remember going as Johnny Ramone one year, which is I grew up on classic rock and stuff. Of recent, I went as Cliff Booth from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood a couple years ago, which was, I put that together through Amazon. Thank you, Amazon. Probably from a kid, Johnny Ramone. How about you?
Mine, I had a Dale Earnhardt fire suit when I was a kid, and I wore it for like 8 consecutive years until I literally had to like pull it as, and like the elastic was stretching out because I was getting maybe fat, sure, but let's just say I was growing. So with that being said, that was always a good time. Everybody knew I was a big NASCAR fan. And for all those NASCAR fans out there today, it was a treat, Adam, as we went to the paperclip, tempers flared, and it was absolutely insanity. Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, they raced side by side for the lead for several laps late in the race, but it ended in disaster for the 11 team after he was spun by Bowman in turn number 3. Now, Bowman said this was unintentional, but do you buy that? And was the anger by Denny Hamlin justified?
Well, we weren't wrong in saying that it was going to be a spooky day when we were previewing it on Thursday. You know, I fully expected it. I wore my The Thing shirt, John Carpenter's The Thing, and I had a feeling it seemed pretty calm for a while. The race was kind of going calmer than most Martinsville races, and then everything hit the fan in that last stage. Building up to Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin racing for the lead, Bowman bumping the number 11 eventually and spinning him and going on to win the race. I lean on the intentional side because Hamlin and Bowman have been going at it lap after lap after lap. Sooner or later, one of them's going to wear out their tires and start falling back. Bowman didn't want it to be him, so he decided to end things once and for all. Now, the replay is very nebulous, and I can see the side saying that he just went a little too high, got a little loose in the corner. But it's Martinsville. Those things happen. That kind of racing happens. And I wouldn't be surprised. Now, as a footnote to that, I wouldn't be surprised if it was intentional. As a footnote, with the deal at the end of the race, Denny Hamlin clearly not thrilled with the way Bowman raced him, interfering with the burnout, kind of nosing up to his car, giving him the double bird through the windshield while he did it. Don't do that heading to Phoenix when you're going to be racing for a title. Expressing your frustration is one thing, but kind of doing it physically on track, something else entirely. So maybe Denny should have kept it to just talking to him. But it's Martinsville. Those things happen, but he took it to another level. I don't think I've ever seen someone essentially go up to someone during their burnout and confront them, kind of like Denny did.
Now, well, Hamlin and Bowman had the most notable altercation on Sunday. There's many of them at Martinsville. Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski got into it. Ross Chastain, Ryan Newman got into it mid-race. So you see these things carrying into Phoenix that could cause issue for the 4 playoff drivers going for a championship.
At this point, I think it's going to be everyone is kind of where they're at. The season's got one race left. I don't think the playoff drivers are going to go after it. I don't think anyone's going to interfere with the playoff drivers just because of how momentous this race can be. We've seen it before in later stages of the playoffs, the Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin deal a few years ago, Truex and Logano, even though that really never came to contact at Homestead that year that they had the disagreement at Martinsville. Hamlin, Logano in 2019 never really came to much, which I think is a product of just how these guys' mindset is. They're smart enough to know, we're going to Phoenix. I'm not going to do anything that's going to get me wrecked. Bowman ended up the winner of the race. He's not going to do anything to Hamlin at Phoenix, I don't believe. And Hamlin's just going to go out there and race for a title. The other guys, if they want to settle it amongst themselves, I'm sure they're smart enough not to, especially at Phoenix, where things can so easily get in the way. That track can be tight at times, and I don't think anything's going to come to fruition at Phoenix. I think it'll all be talked about this week or in the off season without any more on track disagreements.
Adam, last thing here before we let you go, let's talk about the quartet of Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney. Who had the worst showing of those four when it mattered the most?
Well, I think you got to look to, it's hard to pick one or the other, because Kyle Busch, a really valiant effort by that team, made it up to second, had the chance to get up there and get to the lead, but Bowman was a little too far out in front of him. Brad Keselowski, same deal. He was there. He just couldn't get the job done. And especially with Martin Truex Jr. and Kyle Busch, Truex was so far, was up the running order, and Kyle could only gain with so many spots. Kind of like Truex, he was there and he put himself in position to move on. As for the other two Penske guys, Logano and Blaney, I'd kind of put them at an equal level, because Logano was never really much of a factor on Sunday. He was just kind of there, maybe running in the top 10, but he really needed to win, of course, to make it into the round of four. Blaney, same deal, but I give him a little bit more forgiveness than I do Logano, simply because just you had that early contact with Austin Dillon, and that's going to kind of set your race in a downward spiral pretty quickly. It didn't total the car, of course, and Blaney still finished top 11, top 12, but it just kind of derailed their race from the start. Him and Logano kind of on equal footing in terms of the most disappointing performance at Martinsville on Halloween.
Adam, it was a fun one. I can't wait for Phoenix, and I can't wait to talk about it with you come Thursday night. Let's dive in, buddy.
I'm excited. Championship weekend. Let's do it.
It's been a season, man. It's been a wild season. We're going to end it in the desert. Follow all of us on Twitter at Adam and Jake, at The Brian Olin, and at Front Judge. And for all the latest, Davey Siegel and our boy Michael Maskey's got everything covered from the paperclip on frontstretch.com. For Adam and everybody at Front Stretch, I'm Brian Olin. Have a great, safe Halloween. We'll talk with you on Friday to preview championship weekend.